Just a thought I've been having is that now we see here in India especially how there's tremendous scope for spreading the Krishna conscious movement, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as received through Srila Prabhupada. Tremendous scope. I mean, it's just, if we had more competent preachers, we could spread the movement very, very widely, very quickly. In one statement Srila Prabhupada, he made in the mid-1970s, whatever progress our movement has made has been from these books. So, ISKCON is being noticed somewhat now, maybe due to our temples and Rath Yatras and Padyatra and various programs that are going on. But that statement, whatever progress we have made, it's just due to these books, the distribution of these books, that is the main thing. And over and above whatever else our movement may be doing, these books, when people read them, they can understand this is something very, very special. Because within India, there are plenty of Hindu organizations, you can say, that arrange. They have big temples and they have programs with many people participating in them and many more followers, direct followers, than we have in ISKCON. But it's these books that make the difference. And people read these books, they can understand. This is something of a completely different category to whatever anyone else has given, because whatever anyone else is giving, they don't have any clear knowledge of who we are, what is the purpose of life, why there's suffering in this world, who is God, what are the characteristics of God, what is our relationship with God. All these big questions of philosophy, you can get them just by reading one of Prabhupada's books. All the big questions that people have been thinking about and discussing like for thousands and millions of years, and you get them all immediately. Everything very clear and straightforward. And along with, I mean, Srila Prabhupada's vision on every single topic that he touches is a completely different vision to that of any mundaner. Just like, for instance, there's this whole thing like alternative energy, and they're thinking how we can get solar power or power from the waves and pros, and just forget it. You don't need electricity at all. What's the solution to the petrol problem? Don't use petrol. That's all. Problem solved. People never needed it before, and you don't need it now. It's just creating more problems than it solves. So, you know, just a completely different vision. And why should you do that? You see, because with petrol you can drive here and there, and you can, you know, develop society. No, what is this development? It's all useless. You have to develop spiritually. Understand that is the real goal of life. It's just a completely different perspective, which makes sense in all respects. Not some religious dogma. So these books are very powerful. What is that? You met some professor in Rameshwaram? He came up to you. It was in Rameshwaram? He came on the bookstall. He was what, from Tamil Nadu, this man?
He's from Rameshwaram.
He's from Rameshwaram, a local man. He's a professor in a college?
And he read one or two of Prabhupada's books.
He said, whatever I read before, and presumably as a professor he'd read quite a lot, he said, is this way or that way? But when I read Prabhupada's books, I felt this just like fire.
And he said that everything we understood about social, material, everything is burned.
And everything we understood previously about all social and material issues is all burned by reading Prabhupada's books.
Yeah.
He said they're like fire. That's a fact. Who was there? You were there, Chittahari.
He said he was working in a revenue office. He got the BDG, and then he came for the...
Oh, he wasn't a professor. He was working in the revenue office. He was working in the revenue department, what, for the temple or what?
No, no.
Just regular tax officer. He said, I've never seen this kind of presentation. It's like going into fire. So there's so many instances of that. People, they read Prabhupada's books and they just... That will happen more and more. That as these books are going out more and more, and people are... It's the... What is that at the beginning of that... Bhagavan Er Kotha. In Bengali, Prabhupada wrote, and it's translated into English. I can't remember what it's called in English. Prabhupada talks about the, what is it? The inexorable hand of fate. There it is. So, the wheels of time are grinding on. And things, after a relatively nice-looking period, now, practically everyone admits we're heading for a very nasty period in human history, which just means that the nastiness becomes more overt, that's all. I mean, it's been a very nasty period for all the cows, chickens, and other animals that they've been slaughtering, and now time's coming around for the human being. And it's been a very nasty time for the Iraqis and so on that... The Americans decided they had to go and help them. So, help you, we'll give you a few bombs, and not just to your government, but right on your head. So the wheel of time is coming around, and so people are feeling that, oh, now we have to get spiritual. But what is that? Well, I saw once this book by this Jaggi Vasudev. And it's just absolutely... I don't know how they managed to fill up a... It's like the perfection of Shunyavad. You fill up a whole book and there's absolutely nothing in it. There's no philosophy. There's nothing practical. It's just... Everything comes to nothing. It's like the perfect Shunyavadi. It all adds up to nothing. But with every word of Prabhupada's books, it's like, you know, it's bullets piercing through all the coverings of your false ego and your misconception. It's extremely powerful. And the prosecutors in Tomsk, in Siberia, they also understood that. Why is this Russian Orthodox Church so much against? There are so many groups, there's so many more members. They're against us. They can understand. They can understand that if people take these, if they read these books and start to take them seriously, there'll be a big problem. And the only way they can think is to ban it. But they ended up giving it more publicity. It's like that. Demons always work against themselves. Like Kangsa, he sent out the... He sent out the orders to kill all the young children that were born, but by the arrangement of Maya, it was only the demons' children that got killed, and none of the devotees' children got killed. So that's how it happens. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been any playmates with Krishna, right? So, what's the conclusion? We should go on pushing this book distribution. There's another issue which just came up. Every so often it comes up that one of our senior leaders has capitulated. What should we do? Should we give up in disappointment? No, the response is we should push the book distribution more and more and more. And we should make these farm communities and gurukuls and vanashram communities. We should do all of this. Train up the kids in gurukul. Yes. Here he is. Just came. Train them up. If out of 100 we can get one acharya out of kids, and the yeah, other kids can be, you know, nice devotees. If we can get one acharya, I mean, one acharya, that's big. One person who can actually lead others in Krishna consciousness. So Gurukul, but even for the Gurukul to be fully successful, it has to be the right atmosphere for that Varnashram community. So don't be disappointed. Let's go on positively. What else is there to do? Otherwise, what do we all do? We just all go home and what home? We don't even have a home. Nothing left to do. We just push on more strongly, that's all. Casualties will be there. So that Rameshwaram festival is over and immediately the book distribution is back and the scores are no less than in the marathon. And the congregational party is, they're supposed to be just for the marathon, they're still going on. So that's great. Keep on going. Even if we all bloop, which by Krishna's grace, wait a minute, I didn't say that won't happen. But more devotees will come from the books. So go and push in them. Bhagavatam says, Bhagavad Darshan is also very important to that, like taking it, presenting topical issues in terms of Krishna consciousness. It's a big issue now in Tamil Nadu, the nuclear reactor. So should it be started? So what's the Krishna conscious? Yeah, we would say no. So what's the alternative? No, just don't have a power station. That's all. That's all. No need of any of it. Revolutionary. What's the solution? Chant Hare Krishna. Get absorbed in the holy name. Don't have electricity. You don't need it. Few people in the world can have it for the writing books and printing books and that's all. Anyway, we're a long way from that. But at least ourselves, we should set up these communities. So, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. That's all for now.